I am overjoyed by the fact that I'm now starting to review some local bands' next releases, meaning that I have a better frame of reference to speak to an artist's music by being able to compare it to what they put out last time around. This in no way implies that I feel that I have started to exhaust the roster of local musicians that are creating and putting out music. On the contrary, I think this reinforces the perception that the local music scene is a quite vibrant and very active animal. My first comparative review came this spring when I received an advance copy of Buffalo Killer's Heavy Reverie. In late June, I got my hands on the soon-to-be-released 12-inch of new music from Gazer. And most recently, I was able to score local electronic artist ADM's latest album, Another Dying Motive. Looking back at last November's review of ADM's A Delicate Motor, I had written that ADM's work is the musical equivalent to a postmodern painting, multitudinous in layers, greater than the sum of its parts, and open to numerous interpretations. In most respects, this assessment remains true with Another Dying Motive, but there are drastic differences this time around in how I, as the listener, find myself connecting with this new album. Where previously I felt ADM's music was postmodern, abstract, and requisite of hyper-intellectual analysis, Another Dying Motive engages you in a much more primitive, elemental level. The music of Another Dying Motive, written and performed exclusively by the playfully enigmatic Adam Peterson, resonates with Peterson's real-life persona, and leads me to suspect that he may reside on a plane of existence that requires a hyper-awareness of the universe. Another Dying Motive was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Henry Wilson for Cincinnati Recording Service. The album's artwork was designed by Paul Coors for Chow Records. The shimmering chime that opens Pouring God, the first track on the album, is an almost call to worship that invites the listener to sit still and lend an attentive ear. ADM then proceeds to weave a musical mandala that is both shamanic and meditative. Like in A Delicate Motor, there is a duality to ADM's use of vocals. Poetically, the words are engaging, but there's also an interplay between the human and non-human elements that ADM uses to devolve the words into harmonious, primitive chants. An excellent representation of how the voice interacts with the music is in the piece Along the Way. Peterson's words seem to scatter the looping notes into fractals of sound that rebound and resound against each other with a kaleidoscopic effect. Though it is tough to single out any moment in Another Dying Motive as superior to another, I will acquiesce to call this one my favorite of the week. The predominant common thread found in Another Dying Motive is one of identity. The word name is found frequently in the titles and lyrics of the five songs that make up the album. In the closing track, Name Song, ADM sings the phrase, "What's your name?" over a lonely electric piano with a voice like Donald Fagen in a plaintive refrain. Overall, Another Dying Motive is very pleasant to listen to. It is music that is soft, warm, organic, and inviting. You can easily find yourself getting lost in its explorations. If you have the opportunity, I recommend listening through a quality pair of headphones. You'll get a much clearer representation of the sonic overlays and channel panning and switching that makes the production a significant part of the presentation. There is something primal, aboriginal, and even sacred about ADM's music. It causes vibrations to radiate across the universe. Perhaps these vibrations, traveling at roughly 761 miles an hour, will, many years from now, be received by some interstellar being, and they will know that we were here. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.